Hey friends, I'm Catherine Schaefer, host of Unpolished But Called. This podcast is for anyone whose faith is real, raw, and still figuring itself out. If your prayers sound more like rambling than revival, you're in the right place. So I'm just going to say it plainly, we've gotten real cheap with love. Like discount bin, Dollarama, bulk bag of Valentine's Day candy on February 15th. Cheap. We've taken the most sacred, soul-shaping word in all of scripture, love, and reduced it to something we feel instead of something we do. And then we're shocked when it doesn't transform us. See, the modern Christian walk is obsessed with how we feel. Do I feel close to God? Do I feel led? Do I feel peace about this? Do I feel like praying? Do I feel like obeying? Spoiler alert, usually not. But let me ask you something real uncomfortable. When was the last time your love for Jesus cost you something? Not metaphorically, not. Oh no, I didn't get to sleep in because I had to volunteer on coffee duty, kind of cost. I mean, real, actual sacrifice. Your time, your pride, your reputation, your comfort, your sin. Because here's the truth. If it doesn't cost you anything, it's not love. It's convenience. The cross didn't come gift wrapped in sentiment. Jesus didn't just say he loved us, he bled for us. He hung naked on a cross, rejected by the very people he came to save. He was mocked, whipped, and spat on. And we're over here whining because someone unfollowed us when we posted a Bible verse. Y'all, let's grow up a little in our faith. We want resurrection power without crucifixion pain. We want holy transformation without holy surrender. We want Jesus, but on our own terms. We've adopted this shallow version of faith where love means affirmation, not correction. For love never offends. For love is a vibe where everyone gets to live their truth as long as nobody's feelings get hurt. Except that is not how Jesus loved. Jesus flipped tables. He called out hypocrisy. He told people to go and sin no more. And you know what else? He wept. He wept for the hardness of our hearts, for our refusal to repent, for the fact that we'd rather be comfortable than holy. So now, let me ask again. Does your love for Christ cost you anything? Or is it just a nice idea you wear like a cozy hoodie when life gets cold? So real love isn't cute. It's cruciform. Love dies to self. Love lays down its life. Love says, "Not my will, but thine be done." Love shows up when it's inconvenient. Love repents when it's wrong. Love forgives when it's been betrayed. Love obeys when it doesn't feel like it. And I know this sounds harsh, but I'm not here to coddle lukewarm Christianity. I'm here to call us back to the cross. Because somewhere along the way, we started believing that the Christian life is just a moral upgrade, a spiritual spa day. Somewhere between the worship fog machine and the TikTok testimonies, we forgot that the road to Calvary is paved with death, to pride, to sin, and to self. And yeah, it's painful, but it's also liberating. Because the death of self is the beginning of life in Christ. Comfortable Christians aren't biblical. Hear me out. If your walk with God hasn't made you uncomfortable lately, you're probably not walking close enough. Let me say that again. If your walk with God hasn't made you uncomfortable lately, you're probably not walking close enough. Because Jesus doesn't invite us into a comfort zone. He invites us to carry our cross daily. He invites us into radical generosity, forgiveness, obedience. Not because we're earning his love, no, because we've received it. And love, real love, compels us to respond, to move, give, and change. So stop negotiating with holiness. We treat holiness like a negotiation. I'll give up this, but don't touch that. I'll go to church, but don't mess with my sex life. I'll read my Bible, but don't convict me about my gossip. I'll tithe if I have some left over. We want revival without repentance. We want Jesus, the healer, but not Jesus the Lord. We want the Savior, but not the sanctifier. But friend, Jesus doesn't split the bill. He paid it in full, and now he calls you to follow him fully. Love that costs is love that counts. The people who have marked your life the deepest, they weren't the ones who said they loved you. They were the ones who showed up when it was hard, who stayed when it got messy, who sacrificed, who listened, gave, and prayed. Why should your love for God look any different? Is it costly? Good. That means it's real, because love that costs nothing isn't love. It's just emotional decoration. And what's it costing you? So take inventory this week. Like, seriously, take inventory this week. What is your faith costing you? Has it cost you comfort, time, popularity, habits? Has it cost you control? Because if the answer is no, you're not walking in love. You're walking in a Christian aesthetic, a vibe, and a brand. And I say that as someone who's been guilty of it, who has read the Bible with a heart that was unwilling to change, who's prayed with one hand on the world and the other hand in heaven. Who sung about surrender with clenched fists. But I'm learning, painfully, slowly, beautifully, that love gives. And love gives all. And this is where it gets real. What's next? You're probably expecting a feel-good wrap-up, some three-step takeaway. But I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to ask you to get quiet, really quiet, and ask God, what have I been unwilling to give up that proves I've been loving you on discount? Let him speak. Let it hurt. Let it heal. Because here's what I found. The more it costs, me to follow Jesus, the more I realize I'm not losing anything of value. I'm just trading it in for something eternal, something holy, something real. So that's it for this episode of Unpolished by Called. I don't know where this landed for you, but if something inside of you feels uncomfortable, that's not condemnation, friend. That's invitation. You are not saved to be safe. You are not loved so you could stay lukewarm. You are called. Called to a faith that costs. Because that's what love looks like. And if it costs nothing, it's not love. It's just spiritual window shopping. So this week, let's rip the price tags off our conditions. Let's give God the real yes. The ugly cry, take everything yes. The I don't feel like it, but I trust you yes. Not because we're trying to impress him, but because he's already given everything for us. And now it's our turn. If this episode lit a fire under your comfy Christian slippers, go ahead and share it, tag a friend, start the conversation, or just sit with God in silence and ask him what he wants next. I'll be back with some more sanctified chaos, truth bombs, and unfiltered grace. And until then, stay unpolished, but stay called.